JKRRD Mobile monitoring.
Mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on the link.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. NETLH Mobile. We're headed out to Alpena this morning.
Hey, it's interesting. I think I found out the problem why I'm getting multiple stuff on the 2-6 Trevor City machine. Is there must be a second 2-6 repeater, probably over in Wisconsin or someplace like that. Because it's coming in at like an F1 signal. I think that's what's confusing me, why I'm getting duplicates over there on 2-6.
Yeah, I would say the nearest one in Michigan is in Flint. I don't know how close the other one is over in Wisconsin, but I know it was far enough away that it wouldn't be an issue. But since you got the water there, that makes it a little different.
Yeah, but I think Wisconsin is one of those odd ones. They're on 20 KC spacing. I think they're on 15 KC spacing for their coordinated repeaters. I'm not exactly sure. I'll have to do a little more investigation. Maybe I'm getting the Flint one. I don't know.
I always say I prefer 20 KC.
Yeah, well, what was confusing me is I was getting signals on 2-6, but they were not showing up on the other linked repeaters. So, obviously, it was RF coming in on 2-6, but was not part of the link system. And that was what was confusing me. You broke up there. ACADG, listening on the way.
I'll give you a shout here in a little bit once I'm closer to another machine. Any DMA?
WPADX Mobile 14714.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I guess because someone decided that I needed to go to work today. I don't know where you are, but you just sounded a bit rough.
I'm in this bed spot between Mantua and Kalkaska.
You wouldn't be heading down Pino, would you?
I
got none of that. Yeah, we'll be here for a bit. Maybe once you get into the Sheboygan repeater area or whatever, I'll be able to hear you. So, WDAPX Mobile.
Good morning, Jeff. ACATG.
Hey, there's Mr. Jim. Missed hearing your voice the last couple days. Good morning.
Yeah, I talked to Drake about a half hour ago as he was leaving Travers, and he said he was going to Alpena, but he was kind of broken even going toward Acme.
His local repeater does really good once you get into Travers area and that kind of thing, but once you get out of town a bit, it gets a little bit choppy, but hey, it is what it is. It covers what it needs to. Oh, shoot. But anyway, and I know mine's going to get choppier in a couple miles, so it is what it is, right?
It's going to be a good thing for hump day. It is a good thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So anyway, we went down to Port Huron, worked a few days, got some cool pictures while I was down there. Kind of enjoyed that. And now I'm going to be back up here in Traverse for the next few days. Trying to get this canine finished up. It sounds like they may have the cables and stuff I need to make it finished. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm surprised they didn't work on that while you were gone. Maybe it's your baby. your baby canine. 2 weeks you're going to work on that guy.
Yeah, it's been a struggle bus, but we've been waiting for certain things and waiting for decisions to be made, so, yeah, you know, like we said earlier, it is what it is, but, anyway, yeah, so, gotta get in there, see if we can finish that up in the next couple of days, and I don't really have much left on that. I got a shelf to put in the back, which won't take too long. I got to program all the lights. I've got two lights to possibly install if they show up. If they don't show up, we may send it out and then put in the lights later on. But, let's see. What else do we got? We got the cable to put in for the door popper so you can hit the button and it pops the door. Other than that, it's pretty well done. I got to put the computer in the front yet. But every one of these jobs really isn't going to take too long. The longest one is going to actually be programming the lights, getting those all situated. How much longer are you going to milk that job for? As long as they'll let me. Good morning, Mr. Rick. Are you done with your boat yet? KI7QMD Mobile. Good morning, folks. Good morning, Jim. I'm the only one near a good signal, I think.
One question to Jeff, and then I'll bow out. How do they hydraulically or motor operated open those rear doors? ACATG, and I'll listen out.
Been a few quicks. I'm in a bad spot, they got a piston, much like you have on your to open up your hood and that kind of thing. So they've got a plunger that is mounted in the door, so when you press the button, the plunger pulls the handle and releases the door mechanism. And then the plunger is actually what pushes it out. And I guess that's kind of a hydraulic plunger, but yeah, it's just like what you have on your the struts for your rear hatch for a vehicle or hood strut. There you go. And we're going to be out of this repeater here for just a minute or two before I hop into the other one. WDABX.
KI7QMD Mobile, I'm listening. Maybe jump on to. You can jump on to a different repeater, Jim. We're all here. I'm going to, what the hell is this town? Alba or something like that right now. I'm heading north to Harbor Springs today. So, catch up with you guys on a different frequency. KI7QMD Mobile, signing out.
Hey, Rick, before you go, I shifted over to Petoskey, ACATG. Is that any better?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Sounds like you're sitting next to me.
Very good. I'll have to put this one on the primary scan list. I'll listen out. Thank you.
Sounds good. I'm just driving in the fog, so I'll catch up with you guys whenever you're talking. KS7QMD Mobile, signing out.
Mobile.
That should be a little bit better. ATMA Mobile.
This time.
Yeah, but now you don't agree.
You ain't quite get that.
Just incredible.
Just right.
That's what it's doing for you.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I'm still on Old Elba. Jesus. I'm still on Lake Leelanau Drive, so it's going to be in and out as I'm working my way into town.
I'm just rolling into Matsalona, so I jumped over to the 19. I can hear you guys. Great. They must have that exhaust fan running at Munson again.
Well, that's good for you. Keep me busy.
So, yay, Alpina. It's the time. I've only been over there like 15 times.
Yeah,
over there once in a while. Yeah. It's a time. But I get to play with radios today. And location. So that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, but you gotta lay down to a point.
Yeah, you're barely cracking it.
Good morning, Drake. ACATG over on 19 this time.
Yep, we're headed back to Alpena again. I'm sure you've got it.
Hey, back to our question on 26. Does it have a voice ID that says climb and maintain 2000?
Yeah, it's a tail message, and I thought it was funny, so I kind of kept it there. Okay, I was just trying to figure out if that was that for your repeater or a different one. Thank you.
Yeah, the one that has the guilty IDs would be mine. And that actually should be doing better by this weekend. We're planning on moving stuff around up there on the tower so this weekend. So that should do a little bit better, or a fair bit better once it's in that stupid exhaust fan. Because it's like I was saying before, it's like 6 feet away from it. And our plan is to move over to the other side of the other tower leg, and then up, like 10, 15 feet. So trying to get it away from all the stuff that's there. Plus, it'll be up a little higher, so you should be a bit better over there.
Oh, well, Petoskey's doing well for me over here right now. Okay, sir, I'm going to break with you. I'm going to go over and get my Lego My Egos out of my toaster. ACATG, clear and listening.
You're fine with that. NEQH, Mobile, Mantelona.
Enjoy your breakfast, Senator, Mr. Jim.
WDADX Mobile, that ought to be a little better.
Yeah, that's monumentally better. You must have still been, you must have been right at the intersection of Fauci and Lake Mantelona / Bugay.
That's exactly where I was, and it just dropped right out. So. That's all right. We're on Cherry Bend now. We'll be around the corner and through the woods and...
Yep, and over to grandmother's house we go.
No, just round the circles and always ending up over
there. Yeah, then I go back to milking the dog.
That was an interesting double. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I was going around the circles and keep ending up at work, you know. It's the story of my life, but... Oh, that must be Rick back in there. Go ahead, Mr. Rick.
Just trying to be annoying. You guys go ahead and talk.
Rick, your radio is doing something weird. It's spitting out APRS over the repeater after you went for some reason.
KI7QMD, are you talking about me? I'm spitting out APRS?
Yeah, you're spitting out APRS over the repeater only after you unkey. It's not doing it any other time. It's just only after you unkey. It's really odd.
He was doing that before. I don't think that's APRS. I think that's, what do they call that? It was like the European tone burst or whatever it is. So when you unkey, you get that little burp of digital noise.
I think it's strange because I've never heard it before until today.
I'm gonna take a look at some settings. You guys go on.
I don't know. Sounds like packets to me. Anyway. Gloomy and warm, humid, gross. Everything will be an area.
Back into a dead area there, Mr. Mr. Drake. My mind is gone. But I didn't get hardly any of that last one, so. I'm going to just kind of kick back here, and I'm working my way into town to get me some breakfast, and I'll see if I can get that canine finished up in the next day or two, so I'll keep our fingers crossed that goes well. So you have yourself a safe trip over there to Alpena.
You're not done yet?
Nope. As far as I know, they just got the cables in through that door, so it wasn't me that was holding it up. That's... Yeah, and the fact that they sent me down to the thumb, it's not like I can finish it up while I'm down there.
And I'm all over place too, so I haven't been able to touch it either. So somebody left the door open. Uh-oh. Anyway. Okie dokie. I switched over to the 7-4. It seems to be working a little bit better over this way, so. We'll be on here for a little bit. Thank you, mate.
Have a safe ride. WDADX Mobile.
KI7QMD Mobile. You guys hearing that noise now? Over.
Yep, still there.
Yep.
Okay, back to the drawing board.
Yeah, what's with like a PTT ID or something, or settings? If that's turned on, you might want to turn it off.
Yeah, I just turned it off. That's why I'm confused, but give me a minute. I'm going to keep playing.
Okay. Hey, GMX Mobile. Oh, look at that. More rain.
7 QMD Mobile testing once again. Over.
Oh, still there.
KI 7 QMD Mobile testing. Over.
You got it. It's not there.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back on and see if I can verify.
Poor signal there, Toby. I tell you there, but real weak.
Okay, how about now?
No, you're in there. No, you're in there. Did you get it on there, Mr. Rick?
KI-7 QMD Mobile, retesting with a couple of settings turned back on. Over.
Yep, and your noise is back. Go ahead, Mr. Toby.
I switch your THT over to the DMR. I'm making it in, so that's good. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Ruth. And I know Drake's somewhere lost in Antrim County. Ha ha.
Lakes of the North so far.
KI-7 QMD Mobile. Looks like it's something to do with my APRS settings. I'm going to have to redo all this stuff. Interesting that it just cropped up now. Wonder if there was a software update I missed.
Your noise is back.
That's a bit crazy because I have it all off now. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have it off. Hang on. Okay. Should be off now. Over.
Yep, there you go. There you go. And, it's an exciting morning. I got two state troopers got somebody pulled over. You don't normally see two of them at one place. Oh, and I am just about ready to pull into Burger King. So, everybody, you guys have a good day. I'm going to get my caffeine and get my butt moving here this morning. So, WDAPX Mobile.
You have a great day there. Sounds like nobody's going to know where I'm at anymore because I got to turn this off. So, 73, I'll play with the setting. I'm not in motion. You folks have a great day. KI-7 QMD Mobile. Sign out.
You know, as much as Jeff stops at Burger King, he could own a Burger King. That might be his retirement. And how are you, Mr. Drake?
We're somewhere in the depths of Antrim County. Actually, no, we're in Eagle County now. So, no longer in Antrim County. We're somewhere. Not through here, but somewhere.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just got up here a little bit ago, got the coffee made, just starting into my first cup. Nicer morning than yesterday and the day before.
Rick, you still in there? Go ahead.
Rick signed out, Drake. Rick signed out. I have to wait a second after I key so it'll key up the repeater. Well, our life, not much going on. It's a nice morning. It's going to be a nice day today.
I didn't hear that. You find out. It's been bits and pieces for me. I've been right on the edge of everything. So, anyway. But, yep, it's gloomy and sad over here. I think it's going to follow me the entire way over to Alpena. But that's all right, because like I said earlier, I'll be inside all day. So, I get to play with big radios. I'm going to do a site PM in Alpena, and then after that, I got to drop off a couple of program those, and then go to the cement plant over there, drop in a new desk or an additional desk set that they need, and boogie on home.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm liking this HT so far. Just got to get some more stuff into it. But so far, I'm liking it. It worked good yesterday for the Skywarn. I was doing GMRS Skywarn and relaying it over to Chuck.
Yep, I heard you on there. Well, good thing that portable's working good. I'll get you that code this weekend, too, because I'll actually have a chance to get it to you. Which reminds me, I got to put in some time. I'm off on Monday. Monday's Labor Day. Holy cow, it's almost September. That doesn't sit right.
You must be right near the heavy power lines in Gaylord right now. Because they're killing your signal, or you went over the overpass.
Actually, not even close to any mines or even Gaylord. I'm way south of Gaylord. I'm just about to go by the weather service here. I think I saw you key up, but then there was no audio.
Okay, how am I now, Drake?
Yep, you're good now.
Yeah, I have to hold it in the right spot here in the house. I'm actually in the shack. So, there we go. Okay, well, hey, you have a good one. Don't have too much fun tower climbing this weekend. And we'll catch you later. NADMH, KCAVSU, Portable, DMR.
Have a good one, Toby. NADMH, Mobile.
Kilo India 7, Quebec Mike Delta, back in on 1-9. I think I solved the problem. Can I get verification, please? KI-7 QMD.
Yeah, you're good now.
I had a whole bunch of turned on by mistake. I think I was running my radio off the little portable handy-talky thing for a while, and I was hitting buttons one day, and I must have turned a bunch of stuff on and didn't need to be on. It's a lot easier to program through my iPhone than it is on this little device. So that was the problem. It was me and my thumb. So anyway, off to Alpena right here.
Yet again.
I'm getting close to Petoskey. So the repeater that's on the link system in Traverse City, is that the one that's at the hospital over?
A firm, yeah, 14726, PL1148. It translates pretty good. It gets out pretty well. It just doesn't hear great. It depends on the time of day when it hears good, because it's got a variable frequency drive exhaust fan sitting about 6 feet away from it. And whenever that sucker turns on, it just absolutely just annihilates the receive. When that fan's running, if you get outside of the immediate downtown area, it just starts really sucking.
You gotta love SDRs, man. They can blast out some crazy frequencies. I spent most of my life messing with variable speed drives. You should see the harmonics that they'll generate in balancing and vibration. It's some crazy stuff. It's amazing. It's amazing that you can actually hear anything with that thing running next to it.
I just want to know how they pass an FCC inspection or whatever the heck you call that. Like, that's ridiculous how noisy those things are. I can be up here and have a portable on me, and I'll just have it running just straight carrier squelch on a meter or something like that. And as soon as that sucker turns on, it just opens the squelch constantly. It's horrible. It's a miracle that receiver is hearing anything at all. But that's supposed to be remedied this weekend. We're going to move that antenna over and up. And hopefully it makes that not so much of an issue anymore. The 3.5 up there, the UHF, is still got analog capabilities. It's not really linked to much. It's primary digital now, and it's got DMR, Fusion, and T25 and all that stuff turned on. also got new things. So if you set up your ASAP or your whatever mobile TMR radio or whatever that's roaming in it, if you set it up for roaming, you can have it just roam between all the repeaters. And you don't have to change the channel or whatever to switch between repeaters. The radio does it all for you.
Oh, nice. That's kind of cool. I'll have to check it out. So you said, what's the frequency on that tower again?
So there's two of them. There's two repeaters at that one location. The one that's on the analog link is 147.260 PL-148. It'll transmit to the PL, and it's a positive offset, 0.6 megahertz. And then I think you've already got the UHF one, which is 444.35. Tone is 107.2 in and out, and that's a positive 5 megahertz up.
Yeah, give me a sec. I'm going to check my radio and see if I can find 147.26 hang tight.
Well, if you haven't programmed your radio in the past four months, it's probably not in there because it's only been on the air for about that long.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'll have to, I'm gonna put that in my notepad and program it in later. It sounds like a decent link up. Cool. I'm gonna look it up. KI7 QMD Mobile.
Yeah, it's a decent machine when that fan's not running. It seems to be running about 95% of the time. There are some times during the day where you'll catch that machine where it receives really great because that fan is not running. And I kind of wish it just wasn't running all the time, but it's wishful thinking, I guess.
Well, thank you for the heads up. It seems like I'm always getting new frequencies when I'm talking to Drake. It's kind of interesting. you should have your own website with all the new frequencies that are coming out.
Certainly a project. We're working on getting another one on the link down in Manistee County, and then we might have one in Cadillac, and one over by Benty County, Frankfort area. So those are all work in progress. I'm hoping we get that Manistee one on soon. I've got all the internet stuff, well, minus the router being programmed. I've got a router. I just need it to be programmed and everything, and then we can throw everything together and bada boom, bada bing, it's ready to go. So we've been cranking this stuff out, and yeah, it seems to never end.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, if you're doing it on a weekend, let me know if I can make it. I'm happy to help. I know how to use a. I know how to use tools, put it that way. So, and after the last time, I bring my own tools. I got a whole bag of stuff that would be helpful. So, oh boy. Anyway, I'm just trolling through downtown Petoskey here. I saw a white van with all kinds of antennas on the roof. Looked like somebody was playing radio.
I have seen that man so many times, and I've yet to figure out who it is. I've seen it down in Travers. I've seen it up in Elk Rapids. He seems to traverse US 31 quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a plain white, unmarked van. Looks like three antennas, and one of them looks like a decent HF antenna or something. But, yeah, it's kind of odd to see something like that in all plain.
I wonder if he's got candy.
Any damage, KI7 QMD Mobile. I don't know if you're out of range, but I'm going through Petoskey. I'm going to let you go anyway. I gotta start thinking about work. But hey, thanks for the heads up and the troubleshooting on your end with my radio. You have a great day out there in Alpena. stay safe. KI7 QMD Mobile 73.
Well, it shouldn't be out of range. Still hearing the repeater just fine, but all right, sounds good, Rick. You have a good one. Enjoy the day. Don't work too hard. I'll try to do the thing. NACMH Mobile.
Yeah, you must have just had a blind spot. You're back in now, but anyway. All right, well, have a great one. Be safe out there. KI7 QMD.
Mobile. Who is this on the air?
W8ZET Mobile.
Very great, isn't it? 9KOP Mobile. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, just getting set up on my project out here, getting ready to test a couple floor lines. But, yeah, what you got going on?
Oh, not too much. I'm glad it's raining today and not 300 degrees.
We have the same feelings. Yeah, the last 2 days are just absolutely terrible.
And of course, yesterday I had to change a 22.5 on a frickin' semi on the side of the road. I was about dead.
Yeah, I figured you'd have to do that. I heard your brother called that in.
Oh, what brother? Oh, yeah, I heard that, yeah. Yeah, I ended up changing a 22.5 on the side of the road yesterday, and let me tell you what, I was about dead.
Yeah, normally one's about dead doing that, let alone the heat. Yeah, I can imagine. It's not fun.
Where are you at today?
I'm on Cabin Mike Road in West Branch. How's the signal?
You're a big creek. I don't know if your signal, how good the signal is. I'm impressed. Yeah, I know, we went up to Hillman yesterday to the water tower, and I climbed up the water tower and put some equipment up, and I pulled some new Cat 5 up, and got that taken care of, and I'm going to have to go up there and put a new radio up there, but I secured us an antenna up in Hillman for either APRS or a VHF repeater.
Oh, nice. There you go. Yeah, that'd be pretty slick. Yeah, this little mag mount deal on here works pretty dang good.
Yeah, it works better than that fender mount that you had.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was in Hillman last week on Friday. I was at the K&M dealer. The old Bader and Sons, which is now like Power Sports place, I forget the name of it, Countywide Power Sports.
Yeah, copy that. They got a bunch of stuff up there. So, found the water tank. I'm figuring it's about 150-foot antenna. It's a 4-bay folded dipole. They said they had issues with squealing, and I don't understand what they mean by issues with squealing. I'm almost wondering if they had an issue with the can instead of the repeater, because they said they put new repeaters in there and it had issues. So I'm very wondering if it was can related and not what you call it.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I don't know, you're talking the fire repeater, or what repeater are you talking?
Well, where that antenna's at, the helmet on the water tower used to be the County East fire repeater. And it squealed, I guess. You'd key down and it'd squeal. And I'm like, well, sounds like a repeater issue, but they've taken that repeater and put it over on the west side of the county, and it works fine. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that don't make any sense. So I'm almost wondering if it's the cans that they had on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably definitely worth a shot changing that out.
No, they don't even have a repeater there anymore. So I'm just going to put up a... I guess for the time being, I'll throw up APRS up there. And that'll fill the void, and then maybe I'll, or I'll put up a, maybe I'll move the 3.5 up there. That'd be a good spot for the 3.5.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that would be a good spot to have there. But, you know, those Tillman's on the other side of those big hills, so that'd be pretty good northern coverage there for our kind of area.
Yeah, they have internet, so I can put it on the link system there too, so. I got some ideas, we'll see what we can come up with, so. Alright, I'm just about to work here, so I'll catch you later. Have a good day. WVET, thank you, peace. In the, white school bus, the Suburban.
Yep, copy that. Got a couple bow things in. We're going to run Murder Spore or something with Tom, because we're like 3/4 of a mile separate on this project here on this line, so. Couple basic radios for some comms today, but, alright. I'll catch you later. I'll be at the meeting later, so. N9KOP, W8VET, I'll be listening.
Yeah, I just go buy some APX radios and use them for that. That's better suited. Those bull things, those are too expensive to be doing what you're doing with them. And that KOP won't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that way if my other guy gets greasy oil field palms on it, I can just throw it away at the end of the day and be not too worried about it. Have a good one. W8VET.
Wondering if either one of you guys could explain to me what a repeater is. W8COP.
Oh, it didn't work. Station calling, identify with your call sign again and your name. You're broken.
Well, if I'm broken, then I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Oh, jeez. How did you guys fare out last night?
Not bad at all. We had a little bit of wind and pretty good rainfall, but that was about the extent of it. South end of the county really got hammered. Aranax got it bad, too.
Hang on, my phone's ringing. I think you'll be...
W8COP.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Yeah, Mike, I didn't get much of that. You were you're pretty rough there, so. But glad you guys are okay. 7-3, talk to you later. W8COP.
There's a COP on NKOP. And NKOP mobile clear.
N8MSG mobile.
N8DAD. N8DAD, sir.
W8RPM, WJ8R mobile. WJ8R clear.
WD8JVQ listening.
W8RPM, WJ8R mobile.